Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 29 January, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are truly blessed to have Randy and Doty here in the congregation and in charge of the music ministry. Fantastic job. He has a tremendous voice. Randy and Doty and Deb and I, we made a few trips up in Canada. And I don't know how he did it. I'm surprised I didn't ruin his hearing, because we sang all the way up there, and I'm just, and he never said one thing. He never goes, ooh, boy. I fulfill the Bible, make a joyful noise is unto the Lord, you know. So I was making a joyful noise, and he was singing, and what? The only other place that sounded as good is when I'm in the shower. I ought to record it, and we'll put it here. We'll play it here. You would really, really appreciate that. Romans 5, verse 12 sounds like this. Because of this, just as by the agency of one man, Adam, sin, the sin nature, entered into the world, and spiritual death through sin, and in this way spiritual death spread to all mankind, every member of the human race, because all sinned when Adam sinned. Now that brings us to the great parenthesis, verses 13 to 17. The parenthetical much mores, and that we will find them in verse 15 and in verse 17. Romans 5:13. For until the law, sin was in the world. Now the King James translation really is not a very excellent translation. And when we go through this in the Koine Greek, it comes out, well, you can see verse 12. When you're studying it from the original, it's beautiful, and you can understand it. But the King James, there's a lot of things there that can be quite confusing. This is the postpositive conjunction gar plus the improper preposition. And improper preposition is very proper in Greek. improper preposition akri with the genitive singular of namas plus the nominative singular of hamartia with the imperfect active indicative of the to be verb ami, and the prepositional phrase en plus the dative singular of cosmos. We start out with the post positive conjunction. Ta-da! Gar. G-A-R. It is an explanatory gar. And the explanatory gar is correctly translated, that is, or for example, or for instance, we will translate it, that is, and then the improper preposition akri. A-C-H-R-I, akri. Now, Arndt and Gingrich, The Greek Lexicon, page 128, says the best translation of this is before the law was given. So literally it says until the time when the law was given. That's literal translation. Until the time when the law was given. But Arndt and Gingrich, page 128, says the best translation for this is before the law was given. That's how we will translate it. And then, so we have that is before the law was given, and then namas, N-O-M-O-S, namas, literally law, it's a reference to the Mosaic law. That is before the Mosaic law was given. And the verb given is implied and must be provided in the context. And then hamartia, and this is the Greek word for sin. Again, in the plural, it refers to personal sins. In the singular, which is what we have, it is used three ways, sometimes for Adam's original sin itself, then other times for the sin nature, which is Adam's sinful trend, and then the principle of sin. That is the result of Adam's sinful trend, the principle of personal sin. Ami is, and here it is the principle of personal sin. And then ami, the to be verb, E-I-M-I, that's the to be verb. It's an imperfect tense, and the imperfect tense has linear action start. You graph that this way. Linear action start in past time, and it's correctly translated kept on being. Kept on being. So, and then we have N plus the dative singular of cosmos. N plus the dative. That's E-N of cosmos. And again, when we were in John, cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, was the cosmic system, but not here. Here it's used for planet Earth or the world. Sometimes it's used for the world or planet Earth, sometimes for the cosmic system. Here it's in the world. This is the world of mankind. So, we have, that is, before the Mosaic law was given, the principle of personal sin kept on being in the world. Alright, one. Every member of the human race, from Adam to the end of the millennial kingdom is born in spiritual death. We all are. And you all hear, and they just either are unbelievers and not don't know, or they are believers that have no truth, but they'll say, look at that innocent little baby. It's totally an innocent, and you, I know some of you have had, you've had those innocent, cute little babies. But that innocent little baby that's there doing that stuff is spiritually dead. That little baby is spiritually dead right from the get-go and needs a Savior. So he's spiritually dead. And how do we know that? What's the first thing he learned? Well, sometimes it's da-da. They have trouble with mama. Labials are really hard. Put the tongue against the top. Da-da. They can say that. Or they can say, no! Come over here. No! Put that down. No. Now all of a sudden you realize, not innocent. This kid is spiritually dead, dead, dead. So every member of the human race from Adam to the end of the millennial kingdom is born in spiritual death too. This is because at physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, resulting in spiritual death. This is because at physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed sin nature, resulting in spiritual death. Three. Verse 13 is explaining Romans 5:12. And that's why verse 13 starts out, that is. Verse 13 is explaining verse 12, that we were seminally in Adam when he sinned. So we have that is. Before the Mosaic Law was given, personal sin kept on being in the world. Four, the result of our spiritual death is personal sin. The result of our spiritual death is personal sin. Five. So it's very important now to realize personal sins are the result of spiritual death, not the cause of our spiritual death. Personal sins are the result of our spiritual death, not the cause of our spiritual death. Six. Excuse me. Every person in human history, except for the impeccable humanity of Jesus Christ, every person in human history, from Adam to the end of the millennial kingdom, commits personal sins as a result of being born in spiritual death. Excuse me. So point six, every person in human history, the one exception is the impeccable humanity of Jesus Christ because of the virgin pregnancy and virgin birth. God the Holy Spirit is the one who fertilized the ovum of Mary. That is the only exception. So every person in human history, except for the impeccable humanity of Christ, from Adam to the end of the millennial kingdom, commits personal sins as a result of being born in spiritual death. Seven. With or without the Mosaic law, personal sins have always been committed. With or without the Mosaic law, personal sins have always been committed. Eight, the Mosaic law defines sin for us, but it does not restrain us from sin. The Mosaic law defines sin for us, but it does not restrain us from sin. Nine, personal sins have always existed throughout human history, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. Personal sins have always existed in human history. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God comes short of the absolute righteousness of God. So personal sins have always existed in human history. Romans 3:23. 10. Sin was in the world before the Mosaic law. Sin was in the world before the Mosaic law. Therefore, the Mosaic law is not a restrainer of sin. Nor is keeping the works of the law the means of salvation. Sin was in the world before the Mosaic law. Sin was in the world before Moses. And therefore, the Mosaic law is not a restrainer of sin, nor is keeping the works of the law the means of salvation. Eleven. From Adam to Moses, people were not saved by keeping the works of the law, the Mosaic law. Now here's the reason why. This is a deep one. Because there was no law. Did you get that? From Adam to Moses, people were not saved by keeping the works of the Mosaic law because there was no Mosaic law. So how were they saved? The same way that you're saved. The same way everyone is saved. By faith in Jesus Christ. 12. From Adam to Moses, people were saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Genesis 15:6. Abraham believed in the Lord, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. Avraham, and there was no Mosaic law. From Adam to Moses, people were saved by simple faith in Jesus Christ. Genesis 15:6. Abraham as the pattern. So obviously the Mosaic law was not necessary for salvation because there was no Mosaic law from Adam to Moses. 13. From Adam to Moses, the imputation of Adam's original sin to the old sin nature at physical birth existed. So from Adam to Moses, three things existed. From Adam to Moses, the imputation of Adam's original sin to the sin nature at physical birth existed. Secondly, therefore spiritual death existed. Every man was born physically alive and spiritually dead from Adam to Moses. And three, as a result of this, personal sins were committed by every member of the human race. So, from point 13, from Adam to Moses, three things existed. First, the imputation of Adam's original sin to the sin nature at physical birth. Secondly, spiritual death existed. Every man was born physically alive and spiritually dead. Third, as a result of this, personal sins were committed by every member of the human race. With or without the Mosaic Law, we are all born spiritually dead, and therefore we all commit personal sins. Our personal sins are the result of our spiritual death, but they are not the cause of our spiritual death. So the corrected translation of verse 13 says, that is, explaining verse 12 now, that is, before the Mosaic Law was given, personal sin kept on being in the world. So that takes everything from Adam to Moses. That is, before the Mosaic Law was given, personal sin kept on being in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. That's an interesting statement in the King James. This is the post-positive conjunction death plus the nominative singular of hamartia plus the present passive indicative of elogeo. Now that's a great word there. Elogeo. How many times have we studied that in 43? One time. The present passive indicative of elogeo with the objective negative uk plus the present active participle of eimi plus the genitive singular of namas with the negative me. Now, this time, the conjunction de, de, it is a conjunction of contrast, and you translate it, but. And it sets up a contrast between the existence of personal sin with the imputation of personal sin. So death sets up a contrast between the existence of personal sin with the imputation of personal sin. And hamartia, again, is personal sin. And then the verb elogeo. That's E-L-L-O-G-E, long O. Elogeo. Now, elogeo is not in the Septuagint. It's not in other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. It is not found in Greek writers before the Christian era. So, this is a rare word. One, elogeo is only used two times in the New Testament scriptures. And both times it is used by the Apostle Paul. Turn over to Philemon. Philemon. Verse 18. If he, and he is Onesimus, if he has done you any wrong, or he owes you anything, charge it to me, to my account. Charge it to my account. I'll take care of it. And so it's only used in Philemon 18 and in Romans 5:13, our passage too. In Philemon 18, Paul asked Philemon to impute Onesimus' debt against Paul's own account and then welcome him as you would welcome me. He's sending Onesimus back to Philemon. Onesimus was a slave that ran away. Onesimus became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is sending Onesimus back to Philemon. And he's writing this letter. And he asked Philemon to impute Onesimus' debt against Paul's own account. And then to welcome Onesimus back as you would welcome me. 3. This is a beautiful illustration of our personal sins imputed to Christ on the cross. This is a beautiful illustration of our personal sins imputed to Christ on the cross, resulting in God the Father receiving us through the work of His Son. This is a beautiful illustration of our sins imputed to Christ on the cross, resulting in God the Father receiving us through the work of His Son. 4. Elogao was a commercial technical term that meant to charge to someone's account. It was a commercial technical term that meant to charge to someone's account. 5. And therefore, elogao is a verb of imputation, and it means to impute. It is a verb of imputation and means to impute. The objective negative ook slams the door. 6. There was no imputation of man's personal sins until the cross. There was no imputation of man's personal sins until the cross. 7. Then they were imputed to Jesus Christ, and they were judged once and for all in Him. Then they were imputed to Jesus Christ, and they were judged once and for all in Him, making eternal salvation available to anyone who simply believes in Jesus Christ. But personal sin is not imputed. And then we have the phrase, when there is no law. What we have here is the present active participle of eimi with the negative me plus the genitive singular of namas. Namas again is the law, the Mosaic law. Genitive case is subjective genitive, acting as the subject of the participle eimi. Eimi is the to be verb. Here it means to be or to exist. And we'll translate it to exist. The negative me does not exist, did not exist. The participle is circumstantial temporal. And the corrected translation is when the law did not exist. So we have that is, before the Mosaic law was given, personal sin kept on being in the world, but personal sin is not imputed when the law did not exist. Well, we got several things to pull this all together. We're going to do that, but we have something else here that we only have once a year, and that is the congregational meeting. And so we're going to close in prayer here, and I don't know if they need time. You need time, or are you ready to roll? What's that? All right, a couple of minutes to learn the song and dance you're doing. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.